Good afternoon, members. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, I welcome you all to this 26th Annual General Meeting of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, and thank you for joining this meeting. Pursuant to the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the Securities and Exchange Board of India, this AGM is being held through audio-video conference mode. The company has taken all feasible efforts to enable members to participate through video conference and vote at the AGM. Members attending the AGM through audio-video conference mode are being reckoned for the purpose of the quorum under Section 103 of the Companies Act, 2013. Since the requisite quorum is present, I declare the meeting is in order. This AGM is being held through audio-video conference mode, hence the facility for appointment of proxies by the members was not applicable. Before proceeding with the meeting, let me introduce the other board members and KMPs. Mrs. Poonam Khushlani, Full-time Director.
Hello.
Mr. Manoj Nakra, Non-Executive Director and Chairman of Stakeholder Relationship Committee. Mr. Paresh Bambolkar, Independent Director and Chairman of the Audit Committee. Mr. Amer Jaleel, Independent Director and Chairman of Nomination and Remuneration Committee. Mrs. Ramona Jogeshwar, Independent Director. Mr. Rasik Mittal, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Sanjay Kumar Mutha, Company Secretary. Let me also place on record that Mr. Ojas Joshi, Partner of MSKC & Associates LLP, Statutory Auditors, and Mr. Mukesh Siroya, Partner of Messrs. M. Siroya & Company, Secretarial Auditor, are also attending this AGM. The statutory registers and other documents as required to be kept open for inspection at the AGM are available electronically for inspection during the meeting on the website of the company. The annual report for FY 2024-25 and the notice of the AGM have already been circulated through electronically to the members of the company. With the permission of the members present, I shall take the notice convening the AGM as read. Further, the auditors have issued an unmodified auditor's report on the standalone and consolidated financial statements of the company, which forms part of the annual report. Accordingly, these reports are not required to be read out as provided in the Companies Act, 2013. With the permission of the members present, I shall take the auditor's report as read. So very warm welcome to the 26th Annual General Meeting of our company. I thank you for the trust and confidence you continue to place in us, and I am delighted to address the team gathering once again. India continues to demonstrate remarkable resilience and momentum. While many developed economies registered growth of less than 3%, India delivered a robust 6.5% in FY 2025. Looking ahead, GDP is projected to expand by 6.4% in FY 2026, cementing India's position as the world's fastest-growing large economy. This sustained outperformance underscores the strength of our domestic fundamentals and sets a compelling backdrop for the consumer sector. Against this landscape, we remain confident in our ability to pursue sustainable growth and deliver long-term value to all our stakeholders. The Indian apparel market has matured into one of the most dynamic consumer markets globally, supported by a young demographic, rising incomes, and accelerating urbanization. Valued at over $100 billion in 2025, the sector is being reshaped by growing fashion awareness, the rapid shift to branded and organized retail, and the accelerated adoption of e-commerce and omni-channel platforms. While value-driven demand remains relevant, a decisive consumer shift towards premiumization is underway. Today's consumer seeks apparel that reflects aspiration, confidence, and individuality. With supportive government policies such as PLI schemes, GST reforms, and infrastructure investments, the industry is positioned for long-term double-digit growth and greater global relevance. Zooming in on the Indian menswear market, valued at $20.4 billion in 2024, is projected to reach $38.8 billion by 2033, growing at 7.4% CAGR between 2025 and 2033, The Union Budget 25-26 has further supported this trajectory with tax reliefs up to 12 lakh, encouraging discretionary spending. Alongside the GST reforms, these measures are expected to benefit our industry and our brand directly. While short-term headwinds remain, the structural drivers for growth are clear. In this evolving environment, Mufti chose not to chase short-term trends. We remain true to who we are, a brand that embodies individuality, expression, and self-assured style. To strengthen our relevance for tomorrow, we centered our strategy around three words: discipline, distinctiveness, and design. We sharpened our brand identity through premiumization, offering refined silhouettes, elevated fabrics, and collections that reflect contemporary sophistication. We reimagined our journey in the stores, unveiling a new premium retail identity. Modern, immersive, aspirational, that allows consumers to experience the brand, not just wear it. We grew with discipline. 16 new store openings, carefully chosen for visibility, relevance, and profitability, reinforcing our strategy of quality over scale. We deepened consumer connect through strong direct-to-consumer channels, omni-channel engagement, and storytelling that resonates with the evolving aspirations of the modern Indian man. Mufti today is no longer just about clothing. It's about stepping into an elevated experience, a Mufti 2.0, as we call it, that reflects both style and confidence. FY25 tested us, but it also reaffirmed the strength of our business model. Despite challenges in premium menswear, Mufti delivered healthy growth, operational efficiency, and stronger profitability. Revenue from operations, 618 crore, growing 9% year on year. Profit after tax, 92 crore compared to 84 crore in FY24. EBITDA, 165 crore, supported by sharper execution and discipline. Excuse me. Looking ahead, we are now preparing to premiumize at scale. In the coming year, we will launch 20 new identity stores across India's most aspirational retail corridors, high streets, and premium malls alike. These stores will be a little larger, more immersive, and a true expression of Mufti's new premium identity, delivering an elevated shopping experience to our customers. With a strong pipeline into FY27 and beyond, this network transformation will reignite the spark for Mufti, driving stronger footfalls, loyalty, and brand salience. At the same time, we are investing in the digital front as both as sales and the storytelling engine. Our omni-channel strategy will ensure seamless discovery, engagement, and purchase across offline and online touchpoints. To support this transformation, our advertising and marketing spends will increase from 6% to 7% in FY26 and 27. 27 could be 8% to 10%. While this may weigh on short-term profitability, we view it as an essential investment to communicate Mufti 2.0 to consumers, an elevated brand with sharper visibility and deeper emotional resonance. Further, the new GST reforms announced by the Finance Minister effective 22nd September 2025 represent a structural change for our industry. Rates have been reduced from 12 to 5% for apparel price below 2,500, while they have been increased from 12 to 18% for products above that threshold. For Mufti, which operates predominantly in the premium menswear category, the impact of these shifts will need to be evaluated as the market adjusts. While there may be some near-term uncertainty, we believe the reforms could help stimulate overall consumption, especially in the discretionary categories that have remained muted in the recent years. Over the longer term, we see this as part of a broader effort to formalize and strengthen the apparel sector, an environment in which Mufti, with its premiumization strategy and strong brand equity, is well placed to grow. In closing, our journey has always been guided by quiet conviction. FY25 proved once again that steady, disciplined progress outlasts volatility. As we step into the next phase, building Mufti 2.0, our ambition is clear: to create India's most aspirational premium homegrown menswear brand while continuing to deliver long-term value to all stakeholders. With the trust of our stakeholders, the commitment of our teams, and the loyalty of our partners, Mufti is well positioned to seize the opportunities ahead. Thank you for your continued confidence and support. In compliance with the provisions of the Companies Act 2013 and the rules made thereunder, and SEBI Listing Obligations and Disclosure Requirement Regulation 2015, the company has had provided the facility to remote e-voting to all members. The voting rights of the members as on the cutoff date, that is September 15, 2025, has been considered for ascertaining members entitled to cast their votes on resolutions as set out in the notice of this AGM. Excuse me. The remote e-voting was commenced on September 19, 2025 at 9 a.m. and was concluded on September 21, 2025 at 5 p.m. The company is also providing facility for casting votes on the resolutions through remote e-voting facility during the AGM. Members who are present at the AGM and have not cast their votes through remote e-voting will have an opportunity to cast their votes during the AGM. Mr. Mukesh Siroya, practicing company secretary, has been appointed as the scrutinizer to scrutinize the vote cast through remote e-voting process before and during the AGM in a fair and transparent manner. I will now propose the resolutions as set forth in the notice. Thereafter, I will move to the question and answer session. Resolution number one, ordinary resolution: receive, consider, and adopt the audited standalone financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2025, together with the reports of the board of directors and the auditors thereon. Resolution number two, ordinary resolution again: receive, consider, and adopt the audited consolidated financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2025, together with the report of the auditors thereon. Resolution number three, as an ordinary resolution: declare a dividend of 3 rupees per share on equity shares for the financial year 24-25. Resolution number four, as an ordinary resolution: reappointment of Mr. Manoj Nakra, who retires by rotation and, being eligible, offers himself for reappointment. Resolution number five, as a special resolution: reappointment of Mr. Amer Jaleel as an independent director of the company. Resolution number six, as an ordinary resolution: approval of related party transactions with Smart Global Solutions and Services. Resolution number seven, as an ordinary resolution: appointment of secretarial auditors of the company. The text of all the resolutions, along with the explanatory statement, have been provided in the notice circulated to the members. An e-voting facility has also been enabled on the e-voting page at the website of NSDL. I would now formally request all those members who have not cast their votes through the remote e-voting platform. They may cast their vote by clicking on the Vote tab on the e-voting page on the website of NSDL while attending the proceedings of the AGM. The company has received requests from a few members to register themselves as a speaker. At the AGM, the moderator will facilitate this session and invite speaker members one by one. In the interest of all, I request the speaker members to maintain their communication to be concise and restrict the same to the subject matter of the notice. Further, members are requested to avoid repeating questions. I will now request the moderator to invite the speakers one by one.
First speaker shareholder, Mr. Praveen Kumar.
Hello, I'm audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
A very, very good afternoon to my respected chairperson, respected board of director, my fellow shareholder, Myself, Praveen Kumar, joining this meeting, sir, from New Delhi. Few observations which I love to share with the entire house. But before that, sir, thank you very much for deciding the date of AGM today. It will be the auspicious occasion of Navratra. So I wish the entire management team, each and every dedicated employee, a happy Navratra and a brighter future for all of us, sir. And I'm with the company since IPO, and I have the deepest respect for you. Very, very in-depth address to the shareholder. And for a retail investor like me, it is very, very informative. Thank you, sir, for unlearning address to the shareholder like that. You are preparing your speech diligently, honestly, ethnically. God bless you for that, sir. And I live in Delhi and I see our brand in prominent market. I mean, that's something which is so proud for me that, yes, I put my hard-earned money into the company, which is going great. I mean, that's something which I truly feel great about it. I wholeheartedly support all the resolution which you set out for the notice today. And sir, the litmus test of any listed entity is the communication between the company and the retail investor. In this regard, I love to thank our respected company secretary and his entire team. Mark my words, sir, I experienced 2-3 times. I have some update. I mean, that's something which is timely replied to me that doubly boosts our morale as far as our investment in the company is concerned. He's the biggest asset. A company who care for the retail investor, listen to the retail investor, bound to grow in the future. I mean, that's maintaining higher standard of corporate governance. At the end, sir, I just pray to God that he will bless you with all the positivity so that you will take our company to the near zenith in the future. My question to you is a brief question, sir. If you see, there are lots and lots of news about that Indian are moving to Dubai or Singapore for the matter. So are we having any plan to open our flagship store in Dubai or Singapore for that matter? Please enlighten on that aspect of it. And I wholeheartedly support all the resolution. Thank you for this opportunity. Wish you all the luck and all the best for the future. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Praveen.
Next shareholder, Dhyaneshwar K. Bhagwat.
I'm audible, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes. Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Thank you. First of all, good afternoon to all the board members. First of all, myself, Dhyaneshwar K. Bhagwat from Mumbai. First of all, I'm thankful to our company secretary, Mr. Sanjay Mutha, for sending me the soft copy as well as hard copy of the AGM, well in advance, which is full of information, easy to understand. Also, fact figures are very easy to follow. So, as thank you, sir, and his team. Sir, I am again thankful to company secretary because excellent and informative annual report copy is adopted, which is contain all the required information in detail. Also, colorful photographs of brand and also the details. Also, other and again, it is addressed to corporate governance now. Sir, as an opening remark, you have given the details about the financial results. So I don't have. I support all the agenda items. Sir, whatever question I have raised it. So in the opening remark, I got the answer of my question. So I doesn't want to repeat it. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. And thank you, sir. And sir, aaj se Navratra shuru ho rahi hai. So main sabhi ko Navratri ki hardik shubhkamnaye deta hu. और आपने इस दिन मीटिंग रखा जैसे हमारे प्रीवियस स्पीकर ने भी बोला तो मैं वही बात दोहराते हुए मैं आपको शुभकामनाएं देती हूँ और एक शेयर अर्ज करता हूँ फूलों की खुशबू कलियों की बाहर आने वाले सभी त्योहार हमारे कंपनी को लिए बहुत अच्छे और जाए यही मेरी ईश्वर और भगवान से प्रार्थना है मुझे मौका आउटसाइड मुझे मौका देने के लिए मैं धन्यवाद थैंक यू वेरी मच थैंक यू सर
नेक्स्ट शेयर होल्डर कनिका जैन
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you're audible.
Okay, thank you, sir. And good morning to the chairman, sir, our board of directors and the shareholders joining this meeting. Sir, I'm Kanika Jain and I'm joining this meeting from Delhi. Sir, I don't have any queries as all my queries have been cleared in your great speech. And I just want to convey my thanks to the secretarial department for allowing me to speak here. Sir, I fully support all the resolutions. And here also, I want to even thanks our staff, the company staff, for doing a great work and for their hard work that our company is performing really well. And I want to assure you that I will keep supporting the company in the future also. And I hope the company will perform, will go to even greater heights with your efforts. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next shareholder, Mr. Rishabh Jain.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Okay. Very good afternoon, Chairman, sir, all the board members and all the management members joining this meeting, as well as my fellow shareholders. So, first of all, I would like to thank the Chairman, sir, for the brilliant speech that he gave, which covered all the points in detail and explained that how it would lead to the company for a sustainable growth in the future. I have one query, sir, that looking at the market scenarios, how are you planning for to give a better result to the shareholders? And like, what are the steps that the company is taking to protect the shareholders' interest in the near future, looking at the volatile as well as a lucrative market? Last but not the least, I would like to thank the entire management as well as the secretarial team for allowing me to put forward my query over here directly through this online platform. Thank you once again and all the best.
Next shareholder, Ram Samuch Kori.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, respected chairman, sir, and board member. I am Ram Samuch Kori, attending the meeting from Mumbai. I would like to thank the chairman and board member for handling the company so well. I appreciate your work. I am not asking any question and support all the regulations passed by the company. I am also thankful to the company secretary for giving me chance to speak. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Mr. Manoj Kumar Gupta.
Hello, good morning, respected chairman, board of directors, fellow shareholders. My name is Manoj Kumar Gupta. I've joined this meeting from my residence city of Joy, Kolkata. I feel proud to be a shareholder of Credo Brands. And I thanks to you and your team for the excellent result of the company for the year 24. सबसे पहले मैं आज आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ और आपको और आपके टीम को जिन्होंने आज बहुत अच्छा दिन चुना एजीएम करने का कि 22 सितंबर जिस दिन से नवरात्र माँ दुर्गा का पहला दिन है और मैं माँ दुर्गा से प्रार्थना करता हूँ कि आने वाले दिनों में कंपनी को दिन दोगुनी रात चौगुनी तरक्की दे और उनसे प्रार्थना करता हूँ कि कंपनी को इतना प्रॉफिट दे कि वो अपने एम्प्लॉयज और शेयर होल्डर को भी बांट सके। और मेरा कोई क्वेश्चन नहीं है क्योंकि आपने बहुत कुछ किया है सर। टेक्सटाइल इंडस्ट्री सफर कर रही है ड्यू टू टैरिफ, तो उससे हमारा क्या इफेक्ट आएगा ये थोड़ा बताइएगा और फ्यूचर में हमारा क्या प्लान है बस। और विद दिस आई स्ट्रांगली सपोर्ट ऑल द रेजोल्यूशंस, थैंक्स टू योर कंपनी सेक्रेटरी एंड टीम। थैंक यू सर।
नेक्स्ट शेयर होल्डर अस्फी बमन शाह।
सर कैन यू हियर मी?
यस सर, प्लीज कंटिन्यू।
कैन सी मी आल्सो?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I'm Aspi from Bombay. Sir, I thank the company secretary and his team for giving me an opportunity to speak. Sir, I congratulate the management on very good results. And I hope you continue to show good results in future also. Sir, our inventories are reduced, for which I congratulate our CMD. The inventories are reduced by 23 crores. However, receivables have increased by 27 crores, so please control the receivables. Sir, how many stores were opened during the year and how many were closed during the year? Sir, we have 400 stores, which is excellent. How many are company-owned and operated and how many are franchisee stores? Sir, do we sell our products online? Sir, now... Credo IPO had come in on 21 December 23 at 280 and price as of today is 117. So how do you propose to reward the shareholders? So in Q1, top and bottom line has reduced quarter on quarter and year on year. So what are the reasons for that? And how will the tariffs of 50% affect us? Even if we are not exporting to US, others who are exporting to US will divert their products to India. So how do you propose to deal with that? So thank you very much. And I hope you hold a physical AGM next year, because Bajaj Group holds physical AGM for the entire group in Pune. And they don't give chance to other shareholders to talk. If they have any queries, they can send the queries in writing. So thank you very much and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Next shareholder, Mr. Santosh Kumar Saraf.
हाँ मेरी आवाज आ रही है सर
जी सर
माननीय सभापति जी उपस्थित निदेशक मंडल के सदस्यगण अधिकारीगण कर्मचारीगण मैं संतोष कुमार साहब कलकत्ता से आप सभी को राम राम कहता हूँ आशा करता हूँ आप लोग सब अच्छे स्वास्थ्य में होंगे सर मैं उन सभी कर्मचारी भाई बहनों का भी आभार प्रकट करता हूँ जिनकी कड़ी मेहनत का फल है कि आज हमारी कंपनी इतना अच्छा रिजल्ट कर रही है और आगे बढ़ रही है उन कर्मचारियों के साथ साथ मैं उनकी फैमिली का भी आभार प्रकट करना चाहूंगा जो सदा बैकबोन के रूप में उनके साथ में खड़ी रहती है जिसे पूर्ण क्षमता और पूर्ण स्वस्थ होकर हमारी कंपनी में योगदान देते हैं सर मैं सेक्रेटरी उनकी टीम का भी आभार प्रकट करूंगा जिन्होंने मुझे लिंक प्रोवाइड किए और साथ में स्पीकर नंबर भी प्रोवाइड किया सर सर सबसे पहले मैं CFO और उनकी टीम का आभार प्रकट करूंगा आपकी जो बैलेंस शीट इस बार दी उन्होंने बहुत अच्छी बैलेंस शीट दी है सर मैंने बैलेंस शीट देखी काफ़ी चेष्टा की एक दो प्रश्न करने के लिए कि मुझे कोई प्रश्न नज़र नहीं आया जो मैं CFO से पूछूं तो सर CFO सर थोड़ा सा हाइटन कर दिया करिए जिससे हम चेयरमैन से अगले साल कोई प्रश्न कर सके अगर आप सब कुछ ट्रांसपेरेंट कर देंगे तो हमें तो आप सीधा उत्तर देंगे भी बैलेंस शीट में दिया हुआ है तो थोड़ा छिपा के रखिए और सर मैं एक दो प्रश्न आपसे करना चाहूँगा एक तो अपने क्या नया प्रोडक्ट बाजार में निकाले हैं और क्या नई स्कीम हमने निकाली है जिससे हमारी कंपनी की ग्रोथ बढ़े और टेक्नोलॉजी भी क्या नई एडॉप्ट की है इसके बारे में बताइएगा जो फर्दर अपनी कंपनी की ग्रोथ और इनकम में बढ़ावा हो सर जहां अपनी फैक्ट्री है वहां आपने क्या विंड पावर आदि की व्यवस्था की है सोलर पैनल की अगर की है तो उसकी प्रेजेंट कैपेसिटी क्या है और उसका आगे का क्या प्लान बताने की चेष्टा करिए सर सर कार्बन इमिशन के लिए हमारी कंपनी ने क्या कदम उठाए हैं और लास्ट हमने कितना कार्बन इमिशन रिड्यूस किया है उसके बारे में बताइएगा और अगला टारगेट क्या है सर सर हमारी कंपनी ESG की रेटिंग है तो हमारी कंपनी की ESG रेटिंग क्या है ESG रेटिंग क्या उसका स्कोर क्या है अगर स्कोर अच्छा है तो उसको हम किस तरह हमारी कंपनी के फ्यूचर डेवलपमेंट में यूज कर सकते हैं कई कंपनी आजकल ESG बोन या ग्रीन बोन इशू कर रही है और उनसे जो पैसे आते हैं उनको फिर डेवलपमेंट के लिए लगा रही है और उन बोन को NSE और BSE में लिस्टेड कराए लिक्विडिटी के लिए सर सर लोगों ने पूछा GST का क्या इफेक्ट आएगा तो मैं दोबारा ही अग्नि प्रश्न आप इसका जवाब देंगे लेकिन एक्सपोर्ट के लिए हमें चिंता है अगर अपने एक्सपोर्ट करते कि जो ट्रम्प कार्ड चला इन्होंने जैसे अपने ताश में ट्रम्प खेलते हैं ना और फिर उसको लोगों को हैरान करते थे इन्होंने जो ट्रम्प कार्ड खेला है उससे बचने के लिए हमारी कंपनी ने किस तरह के कदम उठाए हैं या अपने आपने प्लान ए या प्लान बी बनाया है जिससे अपने इससे अपनी कंपनी के ऊपर में इफेक्ट कम से कम देख सकें सर सर बैलेंस शीट में सब कुछ दिया हुआ है तो पूछने के लिए तो बहुत थे मन में लेकिन जब दिया हुआ तो उसको दोबारा रिपीट नहीं करूँगा सिर्फ CFO साहब को आप मेरी तरफ से कहिएगा अगले साल थोड़ा हिडन करके रखे तो हम उसको पूछे तो आप फिर अपना जवाब दे दीजिए सर सर मैं फाइनेंशियल बची सर्विस की आप सभी को शुभकामना देता हूँ भगवान से प्रार्थना करता हूँ फाइनेंशियल 25-26 हमारी कंपनी के जितने डायरेक्टर भाई बहन एसोसिएट भाई बहन जितने भी कर्मचारी भाई बहन है उनके लिए हेल्दी वेल्दी प्रोसोट सेफ्टी के साथ व्यतीत होगा सर सर आने वाले त्योहारों की भी चाहे राष्ट्रीय त्यौहार हो चाहे आपके फैमिली के पर्सनल त्यौहार उनकी भी शुभकामना देता हूँ भगवान से प्रार्थना करता हूँ हाथ जोड़ के ये त्यौहार आपकी हमारी जिंदगी में खुशियाँ और आनंद लेके आएंगे सर सर मैं आपसे रिक्वेस्ट करूँ BC मीटिंग कंटिन्यूस रखिए जिन्होंने कहा फिजिकल मीटिंग करिए तो वो चाहते नहीं कि कलकत्ता वाले आपसे कोई आपके प्रति आभार प्रकट करें वो खुद ही आभार प्रकट करना चाहते हैं पता नहीं हमें क्यों वंचित करते हैं तो सर BC मीटिंग रखिए हम क्योंकि ऑल इंडिया कंपनी अपनी सब जगह आपके शेयर होल्डर हैं तो सबको आप सुनना अच्छा रहेगा और उनको भी मौका दीजिए अपने आपका अच्छे काम के प्रति, अपने कर्मचारी के प्रति आभार प्रकट करने का। अतः मैं चाहूँगा कि फ्यूचर में बीसी मीटिंग कंटिन्यू सकी। सर, मैं मॉडरेटर का भी आभार प्रकट करता हूँ जिन्होंने काफ़ी अच्छी सर्विस दे रहे हैं। आशा करता हूँ वॉइस ऑफ मॉडरेटर भी हमें इसी प्रकार की सर्विस देवे। उनको भी सब तरह की शुभकामना देते हुए अपना वक्तव्य समाप्त करता हूँ। जय हिंद, राम राम।
नेक्स्ट शेयर होल्डर मिस्टर वी रविचंद्रन।
हेलो, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस सर, यू आर ऑडिबल, प्लीज कंटिन्यू।
ओके, गुड आफ्टरनून चेयरमैन, द अदर बोर्ड मेंबर्स एंड ऑल दोस हु आर अटेंडिंग द एजीएम बोथ फ्रॉम इनसाइड एंड आउटसाइड। आई एम वी रविचंद्रन, जॉइनिंग फ्रॉम चेन्नई। And my first point is the company going to be male oriented, or the product range is going to expand? Because I find Go Fashions, you know, it is a woman oriented. It was a woman oriented company selling only bottoms. Now they are selling tops as well as male garments. Same way Jockey. Jockey, after a long time, I went to one of the Jockey stores. You know, I saw all kinds of products available in Jockey. So, what are the plans for the company to expand? Please let us know. My second point is on the right to use assets, which is the lease contracts. What is the average lease period? And what are the exit clauses? Just brief idea. Trade receivable is 239 crores. See, we all have the impression that we pay when we go to the stores. We pay and then buy the products. What does this 239 crore represent? Is it the receivable amount from the franchisees or something else? Please let us know. Next point is on the employee cost. So it is given as 32 crores in note number 28. And I find manpower cost also of 37 crores in note 31. What's the difference and why this is being incurred separately? Manpower cost is manpower cost. Whether you call it as employee cost or manpower cost, it doesn't make any difference. And advertisement expenses of 22 crores. You know, I have not seen any advertisement of Mufti in any of the channels. Maybe it is restricted to certain areas or certain channels only. So that also you may explain. My last point is, see, there is a small difference in shareholding pattern. It was 54.64% in December. Then March it was 55.06, and June it is 55.01. Is it because some promoters are declassifying themselves, or is it because of ESOP or some other reason you may like to explain? See, one of the shareholders already asked, you know, the IPO price was 280. Though the company cannot be held responsible for the price movements, but why was it priced so high? Was it because of market conditions or something else? And what are you planning to do to, you know, reward the affected shareholders? These are my points, and I would expect answers to all of them, and wish you, you know, happy Dashera and Diwali in advance. Thank you, and good luck for better performance in the future. Thank you.
Next shareholder, Amirali Lakadawala.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Thank you. Respected Chairman, Board of Directors, Company Secretary and my fellow shareholders, good afternoon to all. I am Amirali Lakhadawala, attending this meeting from Mumbai. I sincerely thank our Company Secretary for allowing me to speak, for sharing the AGM report on time, and for arranging today's meeting through video conferencing, which has made our connection very smooth. I wish to place on record my appreciation for the chairman, the board, the directors, the company secretary and the entire management team for their efforts in FY 24-25. The company achieved steady growth with revenue crossing around 1531 crore and profit after tax rising by nearly 16% year on year to 68 crore, a clear reflection of strategic decision making and disciplined execution. I am encouraged by the new initiative announced by our company on brand Mufti premium restructuring, the opening of about 20 premium flagship outlets in key markets, and deeper partnership with Google and Meta to strengthen digital presence. In light of the company's strong performance and the promising new initiatives announced for the year 25-26, I have no further questions to raise. I wholeheartedly extend my support to all the resolutions proposed in today's meeting and convey my best wishes for the company continued success in the coming quarters and wish everyone happy Navaratri. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Next shareholder, Yogesh Vesvikar.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
First of all, I would like to thank our company secretary, Muttaji, for all the correspondence work right from sending in the physical copy at my residence on my request. Secondly, sir, Kushlaniji, our promoter family, we have really done exceptionally well from 1998 to this right now. With current year's journey. So we have already added various MBOs, PBOs in our portfolio, sir. So that's a great thing. Second thing, sir, what I would like to touch upon is my various questions have been already been sent out to our CS. Two, three questions which I would like to ask you. But before that, I would like to also congratulate you the entire management team for winning various awards like prestigious brand award, then Quantic award and others, sir. So congratulations to you. I also thank you for, in spite of difficult situation, you have already given a dividend. So many shareholders had asked about the price. It's a market thing, but there are very less management who can think about the shareholders and try to give dividend in such a difficult time where global wars are going on. Tariff wars are going. Some questions which are there, sir. Already we have tied up with Google. So for advertisement, someone was asking. So we do receive those advertisements, right? And we have already seen out while browsing and all. So that's a good initiative which we have taken, sir. But apart from this, what I think we should now do some event advertising, so like some fashion week or any other thing, because that is the way our brand will be more reflected, sir. Thirdly, sir, right now, sir, we are although operating to omni-channels and all, sir, what is the strategy for taking it to international, sir? Now, that will be my question. And how are you prepared for it? Apart from that, sir, I've already, as I told you, forwarded my question to Sanjayji, and all the queries have been already been answered out. I once again support all the resolution and thank you for allowing me to speak, sir.
Thank you.
Next shareholder, Himanshu Trivedi. Himanshu Trivedi, please unmute yourself. Himanshu Trivedi, please unmute yourself. He is unable to unmute himself. Shall we move to the next shareholder? Mr. Pranjal Sharma.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please continue.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Pranjal Sharma from Raipur. I really appreciate the way you communicate about business operation, things going on the business operation rather than numbers. My question is regarding competitive position. How we are going forward, establish our position in the minds of the people. That what counts by favorable experience or premium experience. Can you be specific the way Snitch does through leveraging social media or way Rare Rabbit is doing through premium experience? Thank you.
Next shareholder, Mr. Pramod Jain.
आप मुझे सुन पा रहे हैं?
जी सर.
नमस्कार, मैं दिल्ली से प्रमोद जैन, चेयरमैन सर, बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर, सेक्टर डिपार्टमेंट का बहुत धन्यवाद करता हूं. आपने इस एजीएम में मुझे बोलने का अवसर दिया और आज के सभी रेजोल्यूशन का सर मैं समर्थन करता हूं. सर, मेरे पास और मेरे दूसरे अकाउंट में आईपीओ का शेयर पड़े हैं. 2 साल पहले हमारा आईपीओ आया था, आज तक शायद वो रेट अभी तक नहीं आया मेरे ख्याल 280 रुपए का. कब हम संभावना देते हैं सर ये रेट आवे कम से कम? और जो आईपीओ से आपने इतना पैसा जुटाया था, कहां खर्च करा आप लोगों ने? और एक बात मैं कहना चाहता हूं सर, मेरे से पूर्व वक्ताओं ने और आप लोगों ने कंपनी के बारे में बहुत अच्छा बताया है. हमें आपकी लीडरशिप में पूरा भरोसा है. आपकी लीडरशिप में हमारी कंपनी दिन दूनी रात चौगुनी तरक्की करेगी, ऐसी मैं मंगल कामना भी करता हूं. और एक सुझाव भी सर मैं देता हूं, स्पीकर बहुत ज्यादा बोलते हैं, जो भी स्पीकर की रिक्वेस्ट भेजे एक एड्रेस पे एक स्पीकर को लीजिए आप, उनके एड्रेस चेक करो, एक एक फैमिली के तीन तीन चार चार स्पीकर भेज देते हैं. और स्पीकरों की एक टाइम लिमिट बांध दिए, 2 मिनट के बाद अपना स्पीच बंद हो गया. धन्यवाद, नमस्कार सर, आई फुल सपोर्ट. यस,
थैंक यू.
नेक्स्ट शेयर होल्डर के भरत राज.
Very good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and entire board of directors. I am Bharat Raj, attorney from Hyderabad. Chairman sir, I am happy to see you all safe, healthy and fine, and wonderful chairman speech. I support all the resolutions. Chairman sir, I am very happy. My brand is growing very well.
Mr. Raj,
Chairman last year I requested for our brand one shirt sir, but I not received. Please inform in Hyderabad outlet to collect one shirt sir, that day I'll be more happy so that I can wear in Diwali sir. That is only request from me sir. Sir, market it wonderful sir, the annual report also.
We can't hear you, Mr. Bharat.
Chalo. Thank you, bye.
Next shareholder, Keshav Garg.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I've sent my list of questions. So if you have them with you, I won't ask the everyone. I'll just ask the main ones. Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible, sir. Please continue.
Sir, so have you received my questions?
Yeah, we have received.
Yes, sir. So other than that, I had a few questions. Sir, our average selling price has been in the 1300 rupee range. What kind of benefit can we get from GST? Are we seeing some improved volume growth expectations going forward? So similarly on the advertising spends, that is the major question that I have. Sir, we are spending... Based on the current ad spend that we did in FY25 and the similar revenue, if I'm expecting, incremental 60 crore would be spent in the next 2 years towards advertisement. So what kind of ROI metrics are we looking at, sir? And what is the main objective of doing this incremental advertising? I understand you telling that we are planning to move to our brand to a more premium end of the segment. But sir, exactly what are we trying to achieve and what kind of ROI metrics can we expect from the same? Either in terms of revenue growth or in terms of our profitability improving. So that could be very helpful to understand. Sir, one of the question was, sir, although not similar, sir, one of our peers, Monte Carlo, sir, they have relied on a single brand and sir, sooner or later because of the switching cost being low for the consumer in fashion and apparel, sir, sooner or later their they have faced the inventory issue, and inventory buildup scenario. So wanted to understand how are we planning for Credo brands to just rely on from just being Mufti focused to trying to increase our spends to our either new brands or creating a different segment so that we can become a house of brands that rather than a single brand entity. If you could address that. Sir, our margins on the standalone basis were 9-10% in FY19 and 20. Sir, they have increased to 27-30% during FY21-25 period. So what has changed in our business? Because our gross margins have been in the similar range, but there has been a drastic shift in our margin profile. So these were my two, three basic questions other than what I've sent you. Sir, it would be very helpful if you could answer them. Sir, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Next shareholder, Ankur Chanda.
I am audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Okay. Good afternoon to everyone. Sir, मैं ये कहना चाहूंगा कि ठीक है अभी तो हम थोड़े टाइम में अभी लिस्ट हुए हैं और थोड़ा सा प्रॉफिट भी हमारा ठीक है. पास्ट का तो हमारे को पता नहीं क्या रिजल्ट था क्या नहीं था, लेकिन जब दो साल से तो ठीक ही प्रॉफिट आ रहा है. ठीक है सर, लेकिन सर एक थोड़ी सी शिकायत भी है जो ये है कि भाई हमारा सीएस डिपार्टमेंट किसी तरह से भी कॉन्टेक्ट नहीं करता शेयर होल्डर से, और यही एक शिकायत है. बाकी तो आप ठीक कर रहे हैं, मैनेजमेंट ठीक कर रही है काम, और उम्मीद करते हैं आगे और बढ़िया प्रॉफिट आएंगे और हमारे को शेयर प्राइस में भी रिफ्लेक्ट करेगा वो. बाकी इनको सीएस टीम को कहिए सर कि भाई थोड़ा सा कम्युनिकेशन गैप ना रखें शेयर होल्डर और कंपनी के बीच में, उनके साथ रिलेशन बना के रखें. बस इतना ही थोड़ा सा आपसे रिक्वेस्ट थी, बाकी सब तो ठीक ही चल रहा है सर, बढ़िया चल रहा है, कोई दिक्कत नहीं. धन्यवाद.
नेक्स्ट शेयर होल्डर अंकुर हिमांशु त्रिवेदी.
हेलो सर.
यस सर.
हेलो सर. गुड आफ्टरनून रिस्पेक्टेड चेयरमैन कमल खुलसानी एंड अदर बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर सिटिंग ऑफ डाइस. माय सेल्फ हिमांशु त्रिवेदी फ्रॉम वडोदरा गुजरात. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई एम थैंकफुल टू योर आवर कंपनी सेक्रेटरी संजीव मुठा हु इज बी सेंडिंग द हार्ड कॉपी ऑफ द एजीएम रिपोर्ट वेल इन व्हिच इज फुल ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन फैक्ट फिगर एंड प्लेस व्हिच इज इजी टू फॉलो इजी टू अंडरस्टैंड. सो आई एम थैंकफुल टू यू एंड एंटायर सेक्रेटरी संजीव गुप्ता इज आई हाइटली अप्रिशिएटेड फॉर योर डेडिकेटेड सर्विस एज अ सेक्रेटरी टीम ऑफ एज अ सेक्रेटरी. Report is nicely prepared with a beautiful, colorful product of photograph, excellent print with a full of performance and good corporate governance cover in the annual gender report. I don't have much question because I have full faith on board and their working. Sir, I have supported all the resources item. I have already sent my question and queries to the email well in advance with the save the time of AGM and give the opportunity to speak my rest speaker said. Sir, still I have a few questions. What is the market share we have in domestic and international market? What will be the profit sharing ratio coming financial? How much new product are coming in current financial year? I wish good luck and bright future for coming financial. Thank you to allow me to speak. Thank you, sir. Thank you, moderator.
Thank you.
Sir, there are no other speaker shareholders.
All right. I'll try and answer as many questions as I can. So one of them is the number of stores we closed for FY25 were 19 and we opened 35 new stores. So net 16. As we see, there is still a lot of headroom here for us to make improvements and grow the brand. We are not yet looking to go internationally in the immediate short or medium term. But in the longer term, we will evaluate that whenever the opportunity and timing is right. We certainly would. As far as the tariff impact is concerned, it does not directly impact us because we are not exporting. We are currently selling all over India. So this does not directly impact us. However, I don't know what kind of impact exactly would pan out on the Indian economy and those things that would affect. As far as receivables and working capital days are concerned, I would urge our shareholders to go through the business model section that we have particularly provided in this annual report to understand how our business model is different from other business models and how it should be looked at and through what lens we should see it. So I would urge shareholders to look at that. As far as new product and tech adoption is concerned, this is a continuous process on a daily basis. All we are doing is creating new products. So we create more than roughly 600 SKUs every season and we broadly build it into two. So we have more than 100 new SKUs being created every month. Month on month is what we are doing. I mean, this is what we do every single day. As far as tech adoption is concerned, there's a lot of new endeavors that keep happening again on a daily basis as far as our digitization process is concerned, that's on full swing as we are moving omni-channel. And a lot of new adoptions keep happening. As far as ESG rating is concerned, we don't have a ESG rating. Our Bangalore warehouse is fully powered by renewable energy and is fully sustainable. Coming to the GST impact, like I said earlier in my speech, as of now, we will have to see how the market adjusts to the mid-premium brands, because below 2,500, the GST has been reduced to 5%, but above 2,500, the GST has been raised to 18%. So we as a brand at this time have fully passed on all the benefits to the consumers. And even for the prices that were supposed to be raised, we have not raised the prices, and we have decided to take the hit on that to boost consumption. That's the approach we are taking. But however, this will all depend on how it pans out and how the market adjusts to mid-premium brands where the prices may go up. Now, coming to the menswear part, there are, of course, a lot of other categories that one can get into, but we have been a very sharp and a focused brand, and we intend to remain that, because within casual wear, we design for various multiple occasions in a consumer's lives. We have changed our merchandise architecture and are designing for that, and with that we see that there is still a lot of room that we have for improvement and for growth within this category. So we believe in biting as much as we can chew. Again, in the mid to short term, we are not looking at getting into other categories. However, as we speak, we are developing, and we are in the design stages of maybe entering footwear, etc., and other accessories. But none of this is going to be or add up to a huge portion of the turnover. These are all smaller parts just to add value to the brand and create a basket of offering for the consumer as a lifestyle brand. The lease period for stores is typically 5 years to 9 years. Some places it's 5 years and some places it is 9 years.
Yeah.
Renewable every 3 years. The difference between the manpower cost and the other cost is that manpower cost is the contract employees that we get on contract for the front end stores, etc. The promoter holding did change, but that change has happened because the promoters, we purchased some shares from the market. Coming to some more questions. The outlook for FY26 in terms of top line and bottom line is flattish. The top line should be flattish and the bottom line will be lower, because we are making investments in brand building. We are investing more in advertising and we are investing more in opening stores with higher rentals. These may hit the profitability for the short term, but we believe this is what is right for the brand in the long term. And this is what will drive eventually, with all the advertising that we do and the better stores that we open, and enhance the consumer experience by premiumization. And when I say premiumization, we are not looking to premiumize our prices. We are looking to premiumize what we offer to the consumer. So we are hoping this is what will get us stronger footfalls and a stronger brand salience, and eventually help the brand double in the next 5 odd years. So talking about margin improvements, see, our EBITDA usually in a steady state ranges between 27 to 30% depending upon the market conditions, how the market performs and how the season performs. However, this year, due to the added expenses that we're going to be making, we expect the EBITDA to be anywhere between 21 to 25%, depending on how the market performs again. As far as improvement in urban demand is concerned, we hope that the urban demand improves now with the various measures that the government has taken to boost consumption. As far as our new premium identity stores, we have 3 stores that have opened and a few more in the pipeline. The incremental cost of the premium stores is roughly 10 to 15 lakhs depending on size of store, etc. Which was earlier, our capex was about 25 odd lakhs, which is now between 35 to 40 lakhs. And our capex plans for the next 2 to 3 years are for the new stores that we open and for the stores that we will renovate to the new identity. And we expect them to be in the range of 15 to 20 crores per annum. But we believe we should be able to fund that through our own internal accruals. So the type of locations that we're looking to increase, open our flagship stores definitely would have higher rental costs because we are looking at all the premium malls and the premium high street locations. But these are locations where it's important for the brand to be. Mufti has been and is an aspirational brand. And wherever there is a consumer for menswear, wherever there are footfalls, we must be present because the brand is an accessible brand. As far as inventory is concerned, we are at optimal levels of inventory as per our business model. And we will always endeavor to improve the working capital days. But like I said earlier, we've added a section of on our business model to the annual report. I would urge our shareholders to go through that to understand this better. And yes, we certainly believe that our EBO contributions in future would go up with all the endeavors that we are taking up in terms of premiumizing the brand and the consumer experience. But however, for the next 2 years, we are not in a position to say what exactly will happen. We are just testing it out. It's hardly been a few days since the stores have opened. But whatever it takes, we're going to make it work and make it happen. In the next 5 years, we expect to double the business. That's what it's been. And with all the efforts that we're taking, depending upon the market conditions, we should be able to do that. Right. Okay, I think that's all the questions. And I have noted the suggestions and questions raised by all our speakers and shareholders. I will try to club similar questions and respond accordingly. I trust most of the points have already been covered. For a specific question, I request members to please write to the company at investorrelations@mufti.in to seek further clarification. I would like to thank you all for your active participation and valuable suggestions and comments. Members may please note that the e-voting on the NSDL platform will continue to be available for the next 15 minutes. Therefore, members who have not cast their vote are requested to do so. I request the scrutinizer to submit the report not later than 2 working days from the conclusion of this AGM. Subsequently, the consolidated result of e-voting shall be declared by the company and intimated to stock exchanges and placed on the company's website and on the website of NSDL. On behalf of the board of directors and management of the company, once again, I convey our sincere thanks to all the members for attending and participating in this AGM. Best wishes to everyone for the forthcoming festive season. I now declare the AGM as concluded. Thank you.
Shall we end the meeting, sir?
Yes. Yes.
We have stopped the live streaming and now we are ending the meeting for everyone. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.